mean, he's played great. You know, he's played great. I think he's been the guy that's spaced the floor for us, and they've done a good job of taking Amari's game away from him on the rolls. But in order to do that, you have to have an extra defender in, and we've done a good job of swinging the ball and finding Jason, and obviously he's in a good groove shooting the basketball right now. So he's key for us, and then, you know, he did a good job defensively also. I thought he really did a really good job and went to the boards and did a good job on the boards. So he just had a really, really, really good game for us.
Alvin, obviously they have to give up some things, but how is Jason, I mean, so wide open so often on the screens?
Well, if you're going to trap the screen and roll with Steve, then you have to have an extra defender. The weak side defender have to take the roll guy. And if he takes the roll guy, then if we swing it to Channing, they either rotate to him or they got to play halfway. And Channing did a good job of swinging the ball immediately to Jay Rich. And Jay Rich, you know, had open shots. They had to close out. They couldn't get back and close out in time.
Coach, over here. How important was it for you guys to get off to the start that you did to keep the crowd out of the game?
Well, we talked about that. You saw the, you know, the introduction, and then you saw the start of it, how loud this arena gets and how much they're into the team here. And so we just thought that if we could get off to a good start where we could keep the crowd out of the game and then continue that, it would be great. Not so much getting the crowd out of the game, but for us, it was really important to establish how we were going to be able to play. And we just thought that, you know, if we could open the floor, if we could come down, dribble, penetrate, do some things right there where we catch them before they get their defense set. Because as I told you guys, I really do believe that half-court defense, if you get them in half-court defense, they're as good as any team in the NBA. And that's exactly what happened in the third quarter. We stopped running. We got into a half-court situation. And you can see that it becomes really difficult to score against these guys when they're in half-court.
Coach Joe Paquino, KP next to Phoenix. Can you talk about the physical play tonight? And it seems like nerves got a little testy this evening.
Well, it's going to. I mean, it's going to. It's no big deal. I mean, I think it's everything. You know, it's just playoff basketball. When you play a team, you know, two, three, four, five, you know, maybe even seven times, and you're seeing the same team every other day, it's going to be that way. It's no different than what's happening in all the other series. If you saw, you know, Dallas, San Antonio, or even the Lakers, Oklahoma City, when you play a team that many times, it's just going to be a little bumps here and there. No big deal. I think, you know, it's just kind of what playoff basketball is all about. And these guys really guard and do a good job, and they're a real physical team. And, you know, we are a team that tries to push the basketball and get on the move. So anytime that combination gets together, there's going to be some bumps and stuff. But, you know, that's kind of the way it is.
Coach, this team has really flipped the switch on the road second half of the season. What's been the difference?
I just think we've gotten better defensively. We've done a good job in our weak side rotations. We've also done a good job with our individual defense. Really minimize straight line drives to the basket, which puts you in a tough situation. And then we've been able to rebound the basketball. I think that's been key for us, too. That was one of the areas that we kind of struggled in when we went through a tough time of giving up offensive rebounds. And we've taken care of that for the most part. And I think when we do, when you're running on misses, it's a lot easier to get into the open court and get your spacing than it is when you're running on makes.
Coach, you guys had that game one loss at home and then two big wins. Where do you feel like momentum's at right now?
To be honest with you, I don't think it matters. I really don't. I think anytime, you know, you're playing in this arena and you're playing those guys and you're playing against this crowd and the whole atmosphere, we're still going to have to play great. I mean, obviously, we like our situation right now, but there's a long way to go before this, you know, before anything about this series is over.
Okay.
I
kind of got mine.
You said that, you know, they're trapped or they're bringing the third guy on the screener rolls, and the same thing in game one. What's going on in between to get to that open guy earlier? Is it the passes are crisper or quicker?
Well, it is, and we have a guy in a position where we can swing the ball immediately because one of the things that we felt like is that one of the adjustments that they had to make, I think, is to be able to try to get the ball out of Steve's hands. The only way they can do that is to have their big step out and trap. And because of that, we put a player in a position where we could quickly swing the ball. And then if they had the third defending Mari on the roll, then that corner has to be open. One of the two has to be open.
Coach, was there any concerns as you and your coaching staff walked off the floor tonight whatsoever?
Oh, yeah, there's always concern. I mean, these guys are not going to quit. Obviously, if you think they're going to quit, then you don't know Nate. I can tell you right now, they'll come back tomorrow and they'll practice, and when we line up to play them on Saturday, they'll play extremely hard, and you know, we don't take anything for granted. We know that we'll have a heck of a game come Saturday, and if it goes on and on and on, every game we play against these guys is going to be a tough, hard-nosed game, because that's who Nate is and that's who his team is.
Thank you, Coach. All right. We'll go ahead and raise your hand.